The following is a review from the Serotalk Weekly Podcast. You can find this and more at our website, www.serotalk.com.
Mike Calvo joins us this week to talk about some Christmas gifts.
Jingle
Mike, welcome
bells,
back to the podcast.
Bells,
absolutely.
All the way.
All the way.
Na, 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 na. I can't sing. But, you know, this is the most, my favoriteest time of the year. It's really sad that it's gotten so commercialized, but while we're in the spirit of commercialization and the capitalist spirit that America has brought to the holiday, I figured we'd share some Christmas goodies that you may want to get for yourself or others if you want to share, which is, it's always a good thing to do.
So I thought we'd set up a little scenario. You've been out on the road all day. All of your devices are drained of their battery. And it's time to charge up your devices and have a nice, hot beverage. So let's start by charging our devices. And the first thing we will look at is the 12 South Plug Bug All-in-One Dual Charger for MacBook and iPad, iPhone, or iPod. Say that three times fast, please.
Yeah, right. Well, first of all, the 12 South people, the last thing we looked at them was a flop, and it was the BookBook. It was the very fashionable but not very functional bookcase for the MacBook Air. This particular product, though, has hit a home run, and it has become part of my backpack or book pack or whatever you want to call it, my bag for my MacBook Air. What it does is it actually replaces the two-prong plug on your MagSafe adapter for your MacBook. Have you seen, Jamie, how they have the, you know, the plug that slides off the
Yes.
adapter for your MacBook?
Right.
Okay. Well, what you do is you put this little charger thing, all it does is slip right on there, and it actually puts the two prongs back, but it adds a USB port. And why is that important, would you say? Well, now you can just plug your cell phone, whether it's an iPhone or what have you, or even an iPad, right into this thing and save yourself having to carry yet another charger around. So it's very cool. It's not very expensive. At $34.99, it's a deal. And you can get it right through Amazon, and you can support the Serotalk podcast while you do that. And it is available on Prime, so you won't have to pay any shipping whatsoever if you can wait 2 days. And it's a great purchase, something to give to somebody who has a MacBook Air and wants to travel, or something for you to add to your own arsenal.
Excellent. Well, now it's time to fix that hot beverage. I am a coffee drinker, and here we have a product that's not inexpensive, but you know what? It might be just worth the money. The Nespresso Pixie Espresso Maker. It lists for $249, but you can get it for $149.40 right now.
That's right. Let me qualify that before we go on. The $149 price tag is for a, I guess they call it same as new or refurbished or whatever. And folks, whenever you can buy something refurbished, especially on Amazon where you've got that return policy, do it, because really what it means is somebody opened it, somebody sent it back, and now they have to call it refurbished just because it went back to the company. They looked at it, they said, yep, everything's okay, and they put it back in a box. It may or may not be the original packaging. It could very well be, you know, a white box or what have you. But that's the way to buy electronics, especially if you're into buying lots of different electronics. I mean, don't buy it brand spanking new if you don't have to, because the moment you take it out of the box, it's worth what it's worth refurbished anyway. That yeah. being said, those of you that have been listening to the podcast and following me for any amount of time know I am, I guess, a coffee snob, a self-proclaimed coffee snob. And right. I've mentioned a number of different espresso makers, and I've been using the Nespresso line for about a year now. I know a lot of folks bought the Tassimo based on my recommendations, and they've also bought the Bonatti a while back based on my recommendations a few years back. This one is another one. If you're really into espresso and espresso only, and that's real important, This is the machine for you. It's a great unit. It's Italian made. It's 19 bars of pressure, and it makes superb coffee. I actually started with Nespresso with their bigger unit, and it's a very nice looking machine. Capsules, of course, like a Keurig or like the Tassimo, but these are little. They look like little mushrooms almost. And what happens is you just put it in the top of the machine, you push a button, and bingo, after a couple minutes, you're good to go. Now, the reason I got the Pixie after having my countertop one for the kitchen is because I travel. And the Pixie, believe it or not, Jamie, and this is cool, is small enough to put in a suitcase and take it with you awesome. On a trip. So you can go into your hotel room and like set it up and you have your espresso cups. You know, I have these espresso cups I bought at Pier 1 and they're made out of metal. So they're not going to break. And actually, I'm trying to think. I think I bought them at Pier 1. Either Pier 1 or Bed Bath & Beyond. But you don't want the glass ones or the porcelain ones because they will break in travel. But you can get the metal ones. They're a little expensive. It's about $10 for a cup and a saucer. But you only need one or two to travel, you know?
Right.
And you put these in your bag. And the reality is that, yeah, it's a little more expensive. But then when you order your coffee, and they've got so many different varieties to choose from, and we'll talk about that in a second. But when you order your coffee, what you're paying, Jamie, is about 65 cents a shot, which is right. It's cheaper than Starbucks. If you're visually impaired and you're traveling, you don't want to have to go and find your way through. Most of the time, every time I go to a Starbucks, there's a stinking line halfway across the block. I've gotten less and less enamored with Starbucks only because the coffee at this point, maybe it's my taste buds. Maybe I've gotten older. I don't know. It tastes burnt to me.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, and this stuff is just amazing. The Nespresso coffee comes in intensities all the way from 2 to 10. And they just had a specialty coffee a while back that was a 12 intensity. Oh. And these are some rough, I mean, just wonderful, wonderful coffees that will keep you up jittering all night long, you know, but they are amazing. And being from South Florida, we in South Florida, we have a thing called Cuban coffee in where you're at, Jamie. I know that they don't have this.
Right.
But the way it works is in Miami, in just about every shopping center, I mean, every couple of blocks, there is either like a bodega, which is a little grocery store or whatever, but it has a window that faces the outside. And you'll see like tons of people gathered outside smoking and drinking these little shots of coffee. And then you can either get the coffee in single shots where they get it, or you can get what's called a colada. Okay. Or the American translation, a colada, you know, and if you get a colada, the tradition in Miami is if you're going to go to somebody's office or whatever, you know, you walk in and you have like a little bag, a little brown paper bag in your hand with a colada in there and little Cuban coffee cups. They're these little itty bitty plastic cups and people look at you really weird when you don't show up with Cuban coffee because they're all wired up and waiting for you to get there with the next fix for them. But it's great because you can actually make that type of Cuban coffee with this device because it does create the crema on top of the coffee. And, you know, that's because of the pump, the 19 bars pressure pump. And that's really important when you're making a good espresso. And what you do, the recipe is real simple. You take 2 little teaspoons of sugar. You put them into an espresso cup. You run 1 shot of espresso, stir it up, and hey, you're in Miami, baby. You feel like you're standing on, you know, on Calle Ocho in Miami and having a Cuban coffee, and all you're waiting for now is your Cuban pastry, and you're good to go, and a little cigar maybe or something. But, you know, but this is a great device. I really, really like it. I don't believe in selling yourself short when it comes to getting a good coffee maker. You're going to use this thing every single day. And the beautiful thing for a blind person, unlike the countertop one, the original countertop one, it doesn't stay hot all the time, obviously, because it would be burning the heck out of your electric bill. So you have to go over to it, and it's got two buttons on top, one on the left and one on the right. And what they do is they make an espresso shot or a longo. And a longo is like a double espresso shot. There's special capsules for longos, but I don't drink longos. Is it? It's longo or lungo, but basically it's, they're longer, you know, yeah. It's your longo. So what you do is you press this button and the machine's not ready yet. So you have to keep pressing it, press it, press it. And finally, when the light turns on, then it starts pushing your coffee out. The Pixie isn't like that. The Pixie, you just put the, you put the coffee in there. You put your cup under the spout. You press the button once and then it will, you turn the power on. You've clicked the power button. You press the button once. And when it's ready, it just starts going by itself, so that it makes it really nice. When I was in guide dog school recently, getting Hurley, I went and I took one of these with me, and it was great, man. I mean, waking up every day and able to go in between classes and just have a shot of espresso, it was great. And it brings probably about 10 or 15 capsules with it, maybe 20. And it's a small variety, but if you really want to get a taste without placing an order first, you can order right on Amazon the next product, which is basically a 50 count variety pack. It brings five different flavors of coffee, five different intensities. There's 10 of each, you know, 10 shots of each. Although I'll tell you, when you call the Nespresso phone number, and by the way, this stuff is only available via the internet. You can buy the Nespresso machines at Williams-Sonoma. You can buy them at Nespresso shops. You can buy them, I think, at even like higher end places like Macy's or Saks Fifth Avenue or Bloomie's or whatever. But the reality is that you don't want to buy them there because you're going to pay an arm and a leg. You'd rather order it from Amazon in a white box and get it home and plug it in and start to use it and call the Nespresso Club. And within 2 days, if you're in Florida, it takes a day because they ship out of Tampa. But anywhere in the United States, they guarantee you 2-day delivery. So you're not going to be short on your coffee. And let me tell you, these guys are as regular as clockwork. That's the big problem I had with both Bonatti originally and even with Tassimo. I know Ricky's a big Tassimo fan, but Ricky uses the ones that Ricky doesn't mind going to get her cappuccino stuff down at Target. I do.
Right.
I don't like the cappuccinos. The ones that I used to drink from Tassimo were only available through the website. And Tassimo would take, you know, like darn near 3 or 4 weeks to ship stuff. These guys are amazingly fast. And it's a great product. I really, really, really highly endorse it. The flavor is good. Now, they do have a couple of other things. They have an arancino, which is a milk frother that you can attach to this thing. If you're into making your own cappuccinos, you can do it. But you're not going to get like the Tassimo, where you can make what I call American coffee, which is, you know, a standard cup of coffee. Or you can, you know, you can do teas and you can do this and that. This is strictly coffee. Strictly espresso, and it's just amazing. Go get yourself one. Get one for a friend, and the next time you travel, throw it in your suitcase. TSA may look a little weird at you, but hey, you know, everybody's got to have their thing, and you set it up in your hotel room, and never have to go to Starbucks and drink that burnt coffee ever again. And I will be back with more Christmas stuff, time permitting, on other podcasts.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us. Go on over to saratalk.com, check out the show notes, and follow those Amazon affiliate links, please. That will help us and get you to exactly where you need to be without any hunting around. We've been visiting with Mike Calvo here on the Saratalk podcast.
If you found this review useful, or if you wish to contribute your own review, let us know by sending an email to resources@saratalk.com. Send us a voicemail at 866-997-BLAB, that's 2522, or send us an iReport on iBlink Radio.